This morning, we have a guest joining us here on the phone. We're going to visit with Amanda Beierlein. She's the Chief Operating Officer for Cass Health, and we want to talk a little bit about some of the seasonal illnesses that we're seeing around, well, everywhere, this area included. Amanda, thank you so much for the time.
Thank you.
You bet. It seems like there's been a lot more flu, cases of flu, and COVID has popped back up again here more now that we're all clustered together. And RSV is something that really seems to be kicking back up. A lot of these upper respiratory things, we're not imagining this. It's on the rise?
So it is on the rise when you look at hard numbers. The good news is when you look at our percentages, our rate of positivity in Cass County has been pretty steady over the last couple of months, including right up until the end of December. We don't have real solid data yet for the month of January, just given that we're 5 days in now. But our positivity rates are staying pretty steady. It's just that so many more people are testing. So we do have an increase in number of cases, but our positivity rate is relatively the same. So you're definitely going to see and hear out in the community more people are ill, you know, and maybe you have family members or friends who you know have got some sort of respiratory virus, and that's true.
You know, in some cases, I've heard some medical professionals speculate that, you know, during the COVID shutdowns and things, we were a little bit more separated. Our immune systems weren't tested enough. You know, we weren't sharing germs the way we normally do in our everyday lives. So maybe part of this is we're starting to get back to that again, where we're starting to share germs and build up those defenses.
Yeah, you know, actually, I was just joking with some people here at the hospital in the last week or so that the holidays are really good for stress and sharing illness. And I think we have definitely seen that here in the last week and a half or so, that kind of that increased intermingling of people and populations has caused the spread of germs, without a doubt. And we're seeing that in outpatient illnesses, in inpatient illnesses as well. But I do think that for the most part, our immune systems are working well. We do have a influx locally of inpatient admissions, but not all of those are related to respiratory viruses. It is somewhat seasonal, a seasonal trend that we see, that we've been seeing now, you know, for decades. So I think for the most part, our bodies are doing what they're supposed to do. But there are a lot of germs out there right now.
And we're all clustered together indoors this time of the year. That's just part of the game here in Iowa.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I want to kind of break it down, each one. COVID is kind of top of the mind because we're fresh off of, you know, a lot of that those issues. But we're starting to see a little bit of an uptick again. Is that just a seasonal thing again now?
I think, you know, it's hard to speculate for sure. But I do think COVID is going to become part of kind of our seasonal respiratory virus routine, honestly, very similar to influenza. That it's going to be something that we deal with year round, and we're going to see influxes in the diagnosis of that virus, and then we'll have lulls as well. I don't think that's ever going to go away for us.
You know, during the COVID pandemic, we were told to do all the things we can control, you know, wash our hands, don't cough into our hands, those types of things. Are we still following some of those same protocols?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Those are great guidelines to follow. And, you know, to stay home when you're not feeling well and, you know, don't unnecessarily expose people. You know, if whatever you've got on your planner for the week isn't absolutely necessary and you're not feeling well, just stay home. That's how it spreads. It doesn't matter if it's COVID or influenza. It's that type of intermingling that just keeps going, feeds the virus, I would say. So yeah, we're going to see it for a long time.
Amanda, are you encouraging folks to do the vaccinations for COVID?
We do have the vaccinations here available at the hospital, and we've got our immunization room open during clinic hours. We always want to make that available to our community, and we have all vaccinations in plenty right now. So if that's something that anyone in our community is interested in, they can certainly call the clinic and set up an appointment for that. As always, vaccinations are a good way to stop the spread of the virus. More so to decrease the level of illness that you will experience when you're getting one of these respiratory viruses. I have not recently seen a lot of research on how COVID vaccines how effective they are with recent strains. But I, again, imagine that just like influenza, that, sometimes we'll have good years and the vaccine will hit and sometimes we won't. But the good news is that it should have created some sort of immune response, so your body will be prepared.
And as we all know, because we've all discovered that, it seems like we just speculate, but that probably everyone has had COVID by now. But, there's no way to know, because if you don't have symptoms, you don't get tested. So, and right. Some people suffered severely from it. Others, it was just a blip on the radar screen, if anything at all. Our bodies are funny things, and we react differently.
It is. It's a little bit of a medical mystery. I think COVID is slightly different, but, I think that experience doesn't stand alone from other respiratory viruses necessarily. All that said, I think the most important things that we can do are the things that keep us healthy, right? Great nutrition, enough rest, a fair amount of exercise, and then, avoid being around those who are ill. Wash your hands, sneeze into the crook of your elbow, those kinds of things. Just to take care of yourself is really how you prevent a common illness from becoming a more serious illness.
Absolutely. When we talk about the seasonal flu, we're kind of more familiar with that, a little more comfortable with that. I know a lot of folks make a point to get those annual shots each year. Is that part of the key, is to do a lot of the same things we're talking about and get those vaccinations?
Yep, absolutely. In monitoring the data here at the hospital, we are seeing our COVID and our influenza trend very similarly. We are seeing a pretty steady rate for both, so our positivity rate is staying steady, but more people are testing, so there are more volumes out in the community of influenza, just like there are COVID. But the same precautions, right? Take care of yourself, get enough rest, stay home if you're ill, try to avoid those who are ill if you can, and just kind of be prepared while we're all stuck indoors and until the weather warms up. And we're all able to get outside and get some fresh air.
You bet. Well, the flu, a lot of us are very familiar with how that works. COVID, let's face it, we all got a crash course in that. But RSV is something that's been around for a long, long time, too. But it doesn't seem like the general public is as up on what that is and what the effects are and those types of things. Is that a true statement, do you think?
I would say that's relatively true. I think those who spent most of their time focusing on that in previous years were the parents of small children, right? That's what we traditionally think of when we think of RSV as babies or young children. RSV doesn't really discriminate. So we are seeing positivity in older populations. Adults or even geriatrics are also susceptible to RSV. And the thing about RSV, just like with any other respiratory virus, is all we can do is monitor symptoms and let it run its course. What we do is provide supportive measures. So how can we keep your vital signs within normal range? Can we provide supportive oxygen, keep your temperature down, those types of things? And monitor before any one of these illnesses gets to be serious.
Yeah, you kind of touched on it. We've always kind of tended to look at that as more of a thing that affects young children, but should we be concerned that it's affecting adults now as well?
It has affected adults in the past. I just think there's more attention to it now, given that we're all very focused on respiratory illness in light of our post-pandemic years, and then the seasonal illness on top of that. Additionally, some of the testing that has come out since COVID, the inception of COVID, I guess you could say, tests for all three things at once. You can test for RSV, influenza, and COVID. So perhaps what it is that we're catching some RSV that we didn't previously catch.
And if you do feel like you're a bit under the weather, just don't take it for granted. Check out your local health professional.
Sure, yeah. So that's very specific to every individual, right? But whenever you feel like you can no longer manage your symptoms at home, that's the time that you need to see your local healthcare professional. And we recommend if you're feeling stable and just not well and like you can't kick it after, you know, 5 to 10 days, then come in and see your primary care provider, or we do have our rapid care available. But if you're feeling really, really crummy and short of breath and maybe like you're having some palpitations, our ER is always available.
Yeah, that stuff can really get on you really fast. So if you get to that point, you do need to make sure you pay attention to that. Very good. And wash your hands and get the vaccinations. Do the things that you need to do on a common day to make sure that you stay as healthy as you can, right?
Absolutely. The most important part is taking care of ourselves proactively so that we don't have to react.
All right. Very good. Amanda Beierlein is the Chief Operating Officer for Cass Health, and we've been talking a little bit this morning about some of those seasonal illnesses. Take care of yourself. Amanda, thank you so much for the time.
Thank you so much.